朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
有一次我到医院去为她祷告。
One time I went to the hospital to pray for her.
突然想到我今天早上要讲的道。
All of a sudden, the sermon that I was going to preach this morning came into my mind.
祷告要有信心。
We need to pray in faith.
我就问红富美姊妹。
And so I asked her.
我说我在为你祷告以前。
Before I pray for you,
我要问你一个问题。
I have to ask you this.
你愿不愿意答应我，有一天你要回到教会，站在这个台上为主做见证
？That one day you will return to this church and stand up here to testify to the Lord's workings in your life.
她没有回答我。
She didn't answer me.
她流眼泪。
Tears came out.
过了差不多半分钟、一分钟的时间。
After a minute or so.
我握住他的手，我记得他紧紧地握住我的手。他说：“牧师，我们一同朝着这个方向努力。”
I took her hand and she grasped my hand very firmly, saying that, "Pastor, let's pray according to this direction."
我就为他祷告。
So I prayed for her.
弟兄姊妹，我相信有一天他要站在我们的中间，把荣耀归给神。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that one day she's going to stand up here.And give the glory to God.
这是信心的祷告。
This is prayer of faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天这个时代的我们太理性。
I guess we are too intellectual these days.
弟兄姊妹，我想你们听我讲道听了那么多年，知道我是一个很看重理性的人。
You have been hearing my sermons for years, and you probably noticed that I am a very intellectual person.
但是我们要小心，我们理性到一个地步，我们变成我们的信心都被冲淡。
But we have to be very careful not to let our intellect overcome our faith.
李永山姊妹，我想大家都很关心。
I guess a lot of us are very concerned about Wing Shan.
她现在大概得了一个医生都没有办法判断是什么病的一个病。
She is now in suffering from a disease which the doctors have not found the cause of.
她昏迷已经有三个多礼拜的时间。
She has been unconscious for 3 weeks.
我们继续为她祷告。
We continue to pray for her.
吴牧师，我还有另外一个神的仆人，我们三个人去为她抹油祷告。
Several of us who are servants of God went to pray with her in the hospital.
前天梁汉恩弟兄打个电话给我。
A few days ago, Brother Jonathan called me.
他说：“李牧师，我一定要告诉你一个好消息，神听了。”
He said that, Pastor Lee, I have to tell you a good news, and that is God has answered our prayer.
他说他十个脚趾甲，就是说这个永三姊妹十个脚趾甲，通通已经变成紫黑色。
And that was her toes and feet were all bruised.
他说祷告以后，现在颜色已经褪了。
And after the prayer.The bruise was gone.
他说我的太太一直没有办法让胃去供用，她的胃一直不能够吸收东西。
And for the last 2 weeks, she has not been able to eat anything.
他说现在她可以吸收了。
But now they can feed some food into her stomach.
他说李牧师有一件事情特别要感谢主。
It's one thing that Jonathan was particularly thankful for.
他说我的太太一直104度的高烧有好几天的时间。
And she was suffering from a high fever of 104 degrees.
她说现在她的烧完全退了。
Now the fever is gone.
她说我还不相信，我还跑到那个护士那边去看她的一天的量热度的记录。
And he said that at first he couldn't believe that, so he went to check the patient's chart.
她说她已经有整整一天的时间没有温度。
And he was convinced that the temperature was gone.
弟兄姊妹，我们后天还要去再为他抹油祷告一次。
Brothers and sisters, we are planning to go to the hospital to pray for her one more time.
是下午3点到3点半的时间。
That would be Tuesday, 3 to 3:30 in the afternoon.
我请弟兄姊妹，你在任何地方，在任何时候，在任何的工作情况下，请你在那个时候一起为这件事情祷告。
I ask you to pray to with us at that time, wherever you happen to be.
我们需要用信心来调和在我们的祷告里面。
We need to exercise our faith in our prayers.
前几天我看荒漠甘泉。
A few days back, I was reading the streams in the desert.
我看到 George Mueller 的一个见证。
I came across the testimony of George Mueller.
我心里很受感动。他有一次，他从纽芬兰到 Quebec 去领一个特别的聚会。
One time, he was traveling from Newfoundland to Quebec to lead a meeting.
船在海中遇到了大雾。
Well, there was a fog during his trip.
那么他很急，因为船就停在那里，没有办法往前走，因为会有危险。
And the boat has to stop traveling because it might be dangerous to travel in the fog.
那么这个 Mueller 就非常急，就去找这个船长。
And Mueller was kind of anxious, so he went to look for the captain of the ship.
他就问这个船长说，我们这个船能不能够如期到 Quebec?
He asked the captain whether the ship can actually arrive in Quebec.
那个船长说不可能，他说 Mr. Mueller, 你到外面去看看这个雾到底有多厚。
The captain said, why don't you go outside and take a look at how thick the fog is? It's impossible to sail right now.
那个 Mueller 他说不行啊，我57年从来没有失过约。
Mueller said, I have never missed an appointment for the last 57 years.
他说这一次也不能失约。
And this would certainly not be the first.
那船长说我没有办法。
So the captain was put in a very difficult situation.
那个船长说，这个世界上总有一些事情要有第一次嘛。
So the captain said, there's always a first time for everything.
那个 Mueller 说不，他说我们祷告。
But Mueller said, let's pray.
那船长说祷告，我们去祷告吧。
So the captain said, okay, go ahead.
那他们两人就到船舱底下去祷告。
So they went to the captain's cabin to pray.
那个 Mueller 就祷告。
And Mueller started praying.
两三句话。
Just a few sentences.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
这个船长说，糟糕，你这个声音都还没有到天上，你就阿门了，这个神怎么会听呢？
But the captain said, how come your prayer is so brief? It's not even long enough to reach heaven.
所以他要继续祷告。
The captain said, let's continue praying.
他要继续祷告的时候， Mueller 就拍拍他。
And when he was trying to pray, Mueller tapped on his shoulder.
不要祷告，你不要祷告。
Stop praying.
他说为什么不要祷告？
The captain said, why not?
两个理由你不要祷告。
Mueller said, there are two reasons why you shouldn't pray.
第一个理由。
First of all,
我祷告我已经知道，我很有信心相信是已经听了我的祷告。
Because I am confident that God has answered my prayer.
第二，你祷告也没用。
Secondly, your prayer is useless.
因为你根本就不信。
Because you actually don't believe
in this. 所以你不信，你祷告干什么呢？浪费时间，算了，我们上到外面去吧。
You're wasting your time if you don't believe in prayer and you pray.
在很短的时间里面，这个雾就消失了。
And within a very short time, the fog went away.
如期的到 Quebec, 他去参加他的这个聚会。
And Mueller made it to Quebec on time.
弟兄姊妹，我提了这些见证的目的是什么？
The reason why I mention all these testimonies,
我很坦白，很诚恳，把我的心打开在弟兄姊妹的面前。
Because I want to open up my heart in front of you.
让我们一同来经历神已经应许我们祷告带来的这样的果效和恩典。
Let us experience together this promise that God has already given us that He would answer our prayers.
弟兄姊妹，让我们相信，在我们的身上，在我们这一代，主也可以行，让我们行比他更大的事情。
Let us truly believe that today God can use us to do even greater things in this generation.
这次我到 Manila 去参加这次的聚会。
This time when I attended the conference in Manila,
起码带回两项的挑战。
I brought back at least two challenges.
第一，
first of all,
我深深的盼望到公元2000年的时候，
I sincerely hope that by the year 2000,
在 Boston, 大 Boston 区每一个华人都起码有机会听到一次的福音。
That every Chinese in the greater Boston area would at least have a chance to hear the gospel.
听到福音，看到福音，让他们有机会接触到主耶稣基督的福音。
A chance for them to hear the gospel and to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二
Secondly,
我的祷告盼望
and also my prayer,
我们教会一半的弟兄姊妹会做个人布道的工作。
That half of our congregation will be able to do personal evangelism.
当我在准备这个信息的时候
When I was preparing for this sermon,
我想到 Martin Luther King 很出名的一句话。
I recalled a famous saying of Martin Luther King.
I have a dream. 我有一个梦想。
He said, I have a dream.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我邀请大家跟我一起来 dream。
This morning, I ask you to dream along with me.
让我们看见福音在我们这一个区，起码让每一个人都有机会听到。
So that at least all the Chinese in our area would have heard the gospel.
但是当我最后昨天晚上在整理我的讲章的时候
，Last night when I was putting some final touches to this message,
我要把这句话改一改，我不再说 I have a dream.
I thought that I should change this slightly instead of saying I have a dream.
我想我们应该说 We have a promise.
We should instead say we have a promise.
我们今天在神的面前有他可以应验的，他给我们的一些预言。
We have a promise from God that He is about to fulfill.
Moody 曾经说过这样一句话。
Moody once said this,
make your plan big, because God is your partner. 我们要做远大的计划，因为上帝是我们的同工。弟兄姊妹，让我们一同因着主的话，让我们继续的往前来服侍主。
Let us plan according to the promise that God has given us.
请我们看十五节。
Let us turn to verse 15.
我们在这里看见主耶稣提到什么是信他的人。
Here it also says something about who the believers are.
十三节、十四节，那个信他的人就是那个愿意奉主的名向神祷告的人。
Verses 13 and 14 tells us that a believer is one who prayed in faith.
在十五节给我们看见信他的人就是那些爱他的人。
In verse 15, we realize that a believer is the one who loves him.
十五节说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”
Verse 15 says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command."
主耶稣不只是期待我们向着他有信心，他也期待我们向着他有爱。
Not only that the Lord desires we have faith in Him, but that we also love Him.
请问爱的具体的表现到底是什么
？What's the most obvious demonstration of our love for him.
在十五节在这里给我们看见爱他的就是遵守他命令的。
In verse 15 it says that if you love him, you will obey what he commands.
他的命令是什么呢
？What is his command?
我们第一个想到的就是传福音大使命。
We naturally think of the Great Commission.
但是我们知道当主耶稣说这句话的时候他还没有颁布那个大使命。
But then when Jesus said this in verse 15, the Great Commission was not given yet.
因为耶稣基督给大使命的时候是在马太福音28章耶稣快要升天以前告诉这些门徒。
The Great Commission was given right before Jesus ascended into heaven.
那么到底这个地方讲的命令是什么呢
?So what is this command that Jesus was referring to in verse 15?
我们看13章34节就知道主耶稣给门徒一个新的命令乃是叫他们彼此相爱。
If we read chapter 13, verse 34, we realize that Jesus gave the disciples a new commandment, and that is to love one another.
换句话说，我们今天要爱主，我们怎么证明我们爱主呢？
In other words, if we say we love the Lord today, how do we demonstrate that?
约翰在约翰一书告诉我们说，我们若不能爱我们眼睛看得见的弟兄，我们怎么证明说我们爱那眼睛看不见的上帝呢？
In 1 John, it says that if we claim that we love our God, and yet we cannot love our brothers whom we can see. How could we say that we love a God whom we cannot see?
所以在这地方，我们很清楚看见主耶稣说：“你们要爱我，但是你们要彼此相爱。”
And so Jesus says here that you have to love me, but first of all, you have to love each other.
这些年来，身为父亲，我有很强的这样的一种的感受。
As a father, I have the very deep feeling about this.
我记得我跟师母二十六年前刚结婚的时候。
26 years ago, we got married.
我跟师母说。
I said to my wife,
你知道我很喜欢小孩。
That I like children.
好看不好看我都喜欢。
I don't care whether they are good looking or not.
有的时候人家说李牧师你真奇怪，好看的孩子你喜欢那个流鼻涕拉痢头的孩子你也去抱他，这不可思议。
You know, some people said that it's incredible that you are like every child that comes your path.
我跟我太太讲。
So I said to my wife,
你嫁给我。
You marry me.
有一个条件。
There's a condition.
替我生一打。
You have to bear a dozen of children for me.
后来感谢主啊，一年以后生了一个老大。
I thank the Lord that one year later we got the first son.
但我发现他生老大要经过39个钟头的疼痛才生出老大的时候，我说算了算了，一个就好了，一个就好了。
But after I have seen her 39 hours of labor, I said, forget it, one is enough.
你看人何等容易走极端啊！
You see, we men are creatures of extremes.
一下十二个，一下跳掉一个。
From one dozen, you can switch to one.
感谢主，主后来又给我多一个，所以现在有两个。
I thank the Lord that subsequently he gave me another son.
你知道我一直盼望我两个儿子能够爱我。
You know, I have always been trying to see if the two boys would love me.
当然望子成龙，这是每一个父母亲的盼望。
Obviously, we like them to be successful in life.
但是如果真正我心里面的盼望，如果他们真的能够做一个很乖、很乖顺的孩子，爱我，哎呀，我就很满足。
But my greatest desire is actually for them to become obedient children and to love me.
我怎么知道他们爱我
？How do I know that they love me?
我看见他们彼此相爱，我就知道他们爱我。
I can tell by seeing them loving each other.
弟兄姊妹，我们对神也是如此。
You know, our relationship with God is similar.
他是我们的天父。
He is our heavenly Father.
他怎么知道我们怎么能够表达我们对他的爱呢？
How do we express our love for him?
弟兄姊妹，透过彼此相爱。
It is through loving each other.
爱你所爱的容易，爱你所讨厌的不是一件容易的事情。
It's easy to love the lovables, but it's very difficult to love the unlovables.
就是问题是在哪里？
Where does the problem lie?
他是不是你的弟兄？他是不是我的姐妹？
You have to ask this question. Is he your brother? Is she your sister?
今天我们把弟兄姊妹看成我的 burden.
Sometimes we regard others as my burden.
求主让我们看见是我们的弟兄，是我们的姐妹。
May the Lord help us to see that they are actually our brothers and our sisters.
让我们今天可以向着世界宣告说 This is not my burden, this is my brother. 这不是我的重担，这是我的弟兄姐妹。
So that we can declare to the world that this is not my burden, this is my brothers and this is my sisters.
我们要同心合意兴旺福音。
We have to be united in one heart for the gospel.
这今天让我改一改。
But let me change this theme a little bit.
让我们彼此相爱，兴旺福音。
Let us love one another so that the gospel might be spread out.
今天我不是在这里传一个 dream， 我今天乃是希望在这样的一个 promise 应许的里面，我们在主的面前很有把握的知道我们往哪一个方向走。
I'm not just telling you a dream, but I'm actually telling you from the Word of God the direction that we should be heading.
当我们看见这两个礼拜教会的周报提到各个部门都需要同工的时候
As I was reading the bulletin about the announcements that every department in the church needs co-workers
弟兄姊妹我愿意今天早上特别慎重的因着这一篇信息希望弟兄姊妹重新考虑九月以后我们在教会的侍奉
I just pray that after hearing this sermon that youMake up your mind that from September onwards, you are going to dedicate yourselves to the work of God.
当我们要再出发之前
But before we launch out,
我愿意让弟兄姊妹再一次想到主耶稣的应许，你们要做比这更大的事情。
Let us be reminded of the promise of Jesus that we are going to do even greater things for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们除了人力的需要以外
In addition to manpower,
我们也需要财力的需要。
We also need financial support.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有多少人好好的看我们每一个月有一次教会这个经济收支的这个报告。
I'm not too sure if you are aware of the fact that we have a monthly ledger printed on the bulletin.
我们已经有好几个月教会的经济有赤字。
For the past few months, we have been having red figures in our account.
我是一个不会管钱的人。
I'm not very good with finance.
现在口袋里面有一个 credit card, 还比较会用钱。
Now that I have a credit card, I know how to spend a little bit more money.
以前在台湾呢，师母每一个月就给我薪水，零用钱 ，pocket money.
Back in Taiwan, Mrs. Lee used to give me pocket money.
那么一直到现在呢，我实在不知道我们家里面的经济情况怎么样。
Even up to now, I am not very familiar with the finance of my family.
完全是她负责。
It's all taken care of by my wife.
她偶尔她会来跑来跟我讲。
Once in a while, she would come to me.
哦，这一个月这个长途电话用了好多啊。
Oh, we have been spending too much on the long-distance calls this month.
哎呀，这个月经济如何如何。
And then she said, the finance is not very good this month.
我那个时候才注意到我家里面的经济情况。
And then I would notice what situation we are in.
今天在教会里面。
Today in the church,
请弟兄姊妹也特别关心、注意教会的经济的情形。
Let us all pay attention to the financial situation of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我说过，容许我再说一遍。
I have said this before, but let me say this again.
今天在这个时代，如果我们要真正去传扬神的福音，我们需要金钱。
Today, if we are really serious about spreading the gospel, we need money.
昨天我跟 Chinatown 的冯牧师，我们有一点交通。
Yesterday, I spent some time with Pastor Feng from the Chinatown Church.
我跟冯牧师讲，我希望在两三年之内，我们在 Boston 有一个两个教会联合的电视福音的节目。
That in a few years' time, I hope that there will be a TV program co-sponsored by our two churches.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道电视节目需要花钱去买时间。
Obviously, we need money to buy airtime for the TV program.
弟兄姊妹，让我们实在为着那更大的事情，让我们更多把自己奉献给主。
Let us have this vision that we're going to do greater things for God, and that we dedicate ourselves for that purpose.
William Carey 讲过一句名言。
William Carey once said this:
我们要让神动大工，要为神做大事。
And that is expect great things from God and attempt great things for God.
原来我再说一遍，我们要让神动大工，为神做大事。
Once again, it says, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。